Good morning. I'm Reverend Eugene P. Williams, and I want to welcome you to the Ray of Hope Christian Church time of meditation and prayer. Our devotional for today is from Sarah Young's Jesus Calling. In this devotional today, she reminds us that we need Jesus every moment of every day. We need Jesus every moment and every day, and we should humble ourselves enough to make sure that we are relying on Jesus every moment of every day. There is no problem, there is no issue that is too big for Jesus. But not only that, there is no problem and there is no issue that is too small for Jesus. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17 tells us that we should pray without ceasing. We should always remember those three words in our spirit. We should pray without ceasing. Every moment of every day, we need Jesus. So if we need Jesus, we should always make sure that we are trying to communicate with Jesus in the best way that we know how. It doesn't have to be a lofty prayer. It doesn't have to be a prayer that goes on for minutes on end. But Jesus requires us, invites us into friendship with him. And in friendship, in any type of relationship, communication is key. With this type of relationship that we have with Jesus, it's imperative that we talk to God, that we talk to Jesus every moment of every day because we need him. Because if we do not rely on Jesus, there are times that we will rely on ourselves to our own detriment. There are times that we may feel like we are inadequate and we will choose despair over the presence of God. Sarah Young reminds us that whatever pitfalls that we face, we have to make sure that we stay on guard against self-pity and self-preoccupation or simply giving up. I want to encourage us all today to completely rely on Jesus. I want to challenge us all for the rest of the week as we go into this time of prayer and fasting, as we start this Lenten season, to make sure that we are praying without ceasing. Because in this time of prayer and fasting, nothing happens without the presence of God. So, the best way to stay in the presence of God is to stay in communication with God. We need Jesus every moment of every day. And so Paul instructs us, and I'm reminding us all, to pray without ceasing. Let us pray. Gracious God, we are so thankful for you. You are the very air that we breathe. Lord, we thank you that you are God and you alone are God. And so we rely on you today, O God. Lord, I come asking on behalf of the people who are hearing this now. I come asking for every problem, every issue, every situation, and every circumstance that they may face. Oh God, I pray that it will be lifted up to the light of your grace, to the light of your glory, to the light of your mercy. Lord, I pray for forgiveness for all of our sins. And I pray that anything that we may be holding back from you, that we will release it at your altar, oh God, that we will lay it at your feet and understanding that you are able to handle every big problem and every small issue. And so, Lord, we turn today with full and complete reliance and dependency on you. Lord, we are committing ourselves today on this Ash Wednesday, not only to fasting by picking something up and putting something down, but, oh God, we are committing ourselves to 40 days of intentional prayer. Prayer that is without ceasing. Prayer that is with every breath that we breathe. Whether it is to handle a major problem that we are all dealing with, or it is just merely to say thank you. Lord, we want to dwell in your presence. We want to find peace and joy and love and forgiveness and acceptance in your presence. So Lord, keep us keenly aware that you are always with us and help us to always turn to you in every circumstance. Lord, we love you. We thank you. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It's in Jesus' name that we pray without ceasing. Amen. Friends, thank you for joining us for this time of meditation and prayer. I want to invite you all to join us this coming Sunday at 10 a.m., whether you come in person or you watch us online. You can find us online at the website, www.rayofhope.org, or you can watch us on Facebook Live or YouTube. You can also join us here next Wednesday for another time of meditation and prayer. I pray that you will have a prosperous day, a blessed day, and that you'll have a day that is continuously in the presence of God. I love you. God bless you.